Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem wakes up to a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are pleasant, making it a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, an aerial strike in Gaza targeted and killed a Hamas sniper operative who also worked as a photojournalist for Al Jazeera. This comes from JNS in the last 40 minutes. Also, U.S. Secretary Vance is in Switzerland for Iran talks. An emergency session on the Hezbollah-Israel conflict is reportedly added to the schedule. That's from the Times of Israel, earlier today. Also this hour, an Iranian delegation has arrived in Switzerland, joining Vance for discussions. The Jerusalem Post reported this about 90 minutes ago. Separately, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. Axios reported on this crisis from earlier today. And finally, President Trump is defending his recent deal with Iran, allowing them some ballistic missiles while they give up nuclear ambitions. This story from JTA was reported 80 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that the IDF eliminated militants involved in Hamas's financial transfers in Gaza, including key figures Hussein Kadra and Mohammed Farah. Middle East 24 posted earlier today that technical discussions between the US and Iran are set to occur in Switzerland on Sunday, according to Pakistan. Joe Truesman reported in the past hour that the IDF confirmed the killing of operatives involved in a financial network that funneled over 500 million shekels to Hamas military wing. Now for more on those stories, starting with the strike in Gaza. According to JNS, the Israeli Defense Forces targeted and killed a sniper connected to Hamas, who also worked as a journalist with Al Jazeera. This operation points to the complexities of conflicts where media and militant activities intersect. Such strikes highlight the ongoing tension and the challenges for civilians caught in the crossfire. Turning to the talks in Switzerland, the Times of Israel reports that Secretary Vance and an Iranian delegation have begun negotiations. An urgent meeting about the Hezbollah-Israel conflict is now on the agenda. This development underscores the delicate balance of regional diplomacy as parties seek to address escalating tensions. Meanwhile, Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz is a direct response to Israeli military actions in Lebanon. Axios notes this move marks the first significant U.S.-Iran crisis since a recent peace deal. The closure could impact global oil markets and further strain international relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that an Israeli startup, Kimba, has raised $6.5 million. This company aims to improve sleep quality using AI and scent therapy, founded by a former soldier. Separately, Globes reveals that revised figures show Israel's economy shrank by 3.8% in the first quarter of 2026. This contraction suggests economic challenges that may affect national policy and employment. And finally, Walla Business discusses significant spending in AI development. Companies face decisions on whether to continue investing heavily in technology or reconsider staffing strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.